out of control. Cannot be stopped, will not be stopped.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
The people of America have been overcharged. And on their behalf, I'm here asking for a refund.
Again, everyone, and welcome back. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, and you're tuned in to the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman, right here, right now. You're listening to the Big Money. Welcome aboard, everybody. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airwaves only radical capitalist and the nut who holds this world together. Welcome to the show. It's another beautiful Thursday afternoon right here on WORL 660 AM. And as usual, joining me is the second most important man in radio, none other than my producer, Chuck. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'm having some troubles trying to quit smoking.
Well, I think you're getting real close. You haven't had a cigarette. Well, you had, what, one puff this afternoon?
Yeah, I shouldn't have lit it because I would have been 2 o'clock without a cigarette. So, yeah, I had a puff.
Well, that's fantastic. So for everybody out there that smokes, there is a chance of stopping because you almost proved this fact.
Well, not without the help of drugs. Yeah, I have to take a drug to get off another drug.
Yeah. Well, speaking of drugs, I hear they're still having problems with Jeb Bush's daughter. They still haven't found out whether to charge her for another felony offense. You know, if that was me or you or me, or however you say that, we'd be in jail by now behind bars. But, you know, I guess, you know, if your father is the governor, there's a good chance you can drag it out. And I see the libertarians are asking Jeb Bush to do away with the drug laws since they're not going after his daughter. So,
You know, maybe she is getting, excuse me, a little special treatment. I don't know if she is or not, but maybe she is. But at the same time, you know, she's got cameras all over her, so that's the trade-off.
Yeah, that's true. You know, yeah, it stays in the news. So, but, you know, that's another thing. We're wasting all this money on the drug war, you know, when we should be going after the murderers, the people who actually commit crimes. But that's another subject. If you're just tuning in, you can be part of the show. It's 407-831-WORL, or if you're a college freshman, that's 831-9675 or #660 on your singular cellular phone, which is a free call, by the way. You can also email me, jd@thebigmoney.com. If you would, check out the website, thebigmoney.com. That's thebigmoney.com. And Chuck, how's your show doing on Fridays? I got to mention that because tomorrow is Friday, and I want to make sure everybody here in Orlando area, if you got a high school student that's into extracurricular activity or if they're, you know, into sports, then yours is the show to check out, right?
Well, I think so. Especially, well, football is what we're focusing on now.
We're in football season.
Basketball,
that.
You know, the new year. Broadcast a game.
When's your show start?
7 o'clock on Fridays.
Every Friday.
Yep, we do a pregame show, and then we do the play-by-play for a different game every week, and then we do a postgame show.
Who's up this week?
Osceola and Evans.
Yeah. That'd be a good game.
It should be a
good game. So you actually have somebody calling the game?
Yeah, John Pelkey calls the game. He's from ESPN. Jim Epperson does the color, and they'll...
No need to listen to those other radio stations, those other cheap, you know, byproducts, so they call themselves radio stations. This is the station to listen to if you want sports and business news.
Indeed. Not to mention college and professional football on the weekend.
Yeah, I think Miami, they playing Sunday still?
They're playing Sunday against Kansas City, at Kansas City, and actually the Florida State plays tonight.
Hey,
they
cool.
play against Louisville tonight.
You got to stick around. So after this show, you can, you know, go have a, you know, something to eat, a hamburger or something, and then come back tonight and listen
7 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, listen to a great game. Okay, we got a lot of things to talk about. I didn't get to it last week, but we're going to get to it this week of why the rest of the world hates us. I've had a couple of people ask me, you know, because I kind of mentioned it last week, that the reason most of the world hates us is because we have poor fat people. I know, it's, you know, I don't want to be, well, you know, we're not politically correct on this show. We just try to look at things, you know, reality-wise. We bring reality to radio. This is, I guess you could consider this reality radio. So we're going to kind of discuss why the rest of the world hates us. I also want to talk about these two teenagers, they might be college students. I'm not sure. I think they're out in, you know, I'm looking, and I didn't bring the news story with me, but I can do it off the top of my head because my talent is bought and paid for. You know, that other guy over there, you know, his is on loan. My talent has been bought and paid for, so I'll dig it out of the back of my head. These two guys were trying to help the homeless people, I believe, out in California. They were actually paying them to do some work, and now the government wants to put them in jail. You know, here's some guys that were trying to help the poor people out there, you know, these homeless people, and now they're getting, they actually might go to jail for what they did.
Are you going to define work now or later? Because I know the story you're talking
about. You know
about.
The story, okay. Like I said, we promote capitalism here, and that's what these young gentlemen were doing. And they were trying to put these people to work, which is, I think is great. So we got that story coming up. We're also going back to the moon. Oh, now that might be after us. Oh, God. Who knows what might happen today. But
where's
yeah.
that a siren from?
That's my telephone. That's what my telephone, my cell phone sounds like that when it goes off. The IRS are going after the rich, so if you're rich, you might want to tune in to find out why the IRS are going after you. And we got some hate mail. Are you believing that? And I'm beginning to believe John when he says that nobody likes me out there.
Why?
Because of this letter we got, and you know, I think maybe he had something to do with it. But we'll read some hate mail on the air. And what else we got going? I know there's another story. It's in the back crevice of my mind, but I'm sure it'll come out. Oh, yeah. What's with these Republicans and Democrats? I mean, they're like children fighting. Mm. I mean, no, Daschle yesterday, I guess, went off the deep end here saying that President Bush is considering Democrats un-American. And, you know, I'm just so sick and tired of Democrats and Republicans. I mean, you know, that I think we need, and forget the libertarians, you know, they have a couple of good ideas, but, you know, they're kind of whacked off as bad as the Democrats or Republicans. And I think we need a new political party. I think what we need is a capitalist party. We need to bring capitalism to America, and that's what this show is all about. If you're a businessman out there, if you're an entrepreneur, this is a show. Oh, that's the story. See, it came right to me. Businesses are not feeling very charitable towards the schools. You know, the businesses for the last 10, you know, 10, 11, 12 years have been giving a lot of money to public schools because that's what we told. It's for the children. And we need more money for the children. And if we only had more money, then we could teach these little kids, you know, how to, you know, get a little bit smarter. Well, the businesses aren't getting their money's worth, so they're going to start pulling the money out. So we got a lot of things to talk about here on The Big Money. Again, we do it every Thursday at 2 p.m. right here on WORL. Again, you can be part of the show. It's 831-WORL. It's 831-9675 or pound 660 on your singular cellular phone. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you why the rest of the world hates America. It's because we have fat, poor people. Yeah, believe it or not, it's because we have fat, poor people. That's why the rest of the world hates us. That and more. When we come back from the break, you're listening to The Big Money right here on WORL, the biggest small station in Orlando. It's the Money Watch Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the BIG Network.
So you still with me, Chuck?
Indeed.
All right. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Big Money. We do it every Thursday at 2 p.m. right here on WORL 660 AM. And what do you think about this preemptive strike we're going to do on Iraq? You think we got to go after this guy?
You know, I sat up last night with a friend of mine. We talked till 2 in the morning.
A big philosophical, deep discussion.
I don't know. We're just trying to figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not we should or shouldn't. We just feel like there's so much we don't know and... could there be cover-ups, and is there other reasons why we're doing this? And
yeah.
I don't know if I really have an opinion.
Yeah, you know, one day you lean one way, and the next day you lean another way, and you're trying to think, who do you believe?
Yeah, I mean, my first thought is, yeah, we need to go in there and get them. And then my next thought is, okay, well, you know, we're going to send our troops over, and some of our men could die, and, well, that's the price of war.
Yeah, that's
true. But is it something that we have to do right now, and should we do it without the backing of other countries?
Well, I'll try to make things a little clearer for you.
Please do.
And, you know, if you think I'm going the wrong way, then, you know, try to correct me, because I try to be correct all the time. I don't know, unlike a lot of people out there, they have one belief, and no matter what, it's that belief, and you can't get them to change it no matter how many facts you throw at them. Well, I'm not that kind of person. I want to see things the right way. You know, and most of it, of course, is the way I think, but that's another story. Oh, by the way, it's 19 after the hour, and the Dow is doing pretty good. We're actually in the green here. We're about 68 points ahead of time. So
is that 2 days in a row?
Yeah, that's not too bad. Again, every Thursday when we're on the air, this thing starts to go back up. Now, we were down last week because, you know, I was off the air for a week there, but since we're back on track, you can make sure that if you're listening on Thursday, the Dow is going to go up a little bit. But to get back to this, I want to be correct all the time, because that's the way I want to live my life. I want to know that the way I think is correct and is right. So, you know, I try to go the right way. Well, a newspaper poll shows that 89% of the Americans support a preemptive strike on Iraq. Exactly. And, you know, 88% said America should maintain a large standing army, while, of course, the rest said that we should let them sit down once in a while. And 2% said that all Americans are entitled to free speech, while 98% said Congress should pass a law allowing any concerned citizen to tape the mouth of Daschle shut. And 2% of those polled also said that the Pillsbury Doughboy is simply adorable. 3% said he's as cute as Dickens. And 95% said they'd like to see how loud he yells when you roll him into a pie crust. So I just thought that was interesting. But to get back to Iraq, I think we have no other choice but to hit these guys. And it's for this one main reason. You know, we did away with slavery, what, about 150 years ago? You know, we were one of the first countries to say that that's morally, that's wrong. That anybody who's a slave owner ought to be kicked in, as I say, the gonads. And, you know, we did away with slavery 150 years ago, and we consider ourselves a moral country for doing that. Well, you got to look at any dictator is nothing but a slave owner. Like Fidel Castro, he is nothing but a slave owner, okay? That's what a dictator is. He tells the rest of his country what they can do and what they can't do. And that kind of reminds me of being a slave owner. Isn't that what the slave masters did? They told the slaves what they could do, what they can't do. Well, we've outlawed that, and we think that we're a good country for doing that. But there's too many dictators and tyrants left in this world. And then you got to look at it, what is the cause of war? Well, again, that's easy to figure out. The cause of war are dictators and tyrants. The reason that dictators and tyrants start wars is because once they had hold of their country for so long, you know that the people inside the country, they can't leave because they closed the borders. You know the people of Iraq, they can't travel freely. They can't leave their country. You think they can get a passport to leave their country? Hell no. They can barely get a passport to leave their city to go do something. So these people are waiting to get the hell out of that country or to change the leader. Well, a dictator, in order to keep power, has to kill opposition. And that's, of course, is what Fidel Castro does, and this is what Saddam Hussein is doing. He kills any opposition because that's bad for him. So, the reason they start wars is because once their country gets to the point where everybody wants to kill him, and you know a majority of Iraqis want to kill Saddam Hussein because they killed his family, they killed part of their family, they killed their relatives, and to get their mind off what's happening in their country, a dictator will start a war with another country because then that gets his people behind him, and he blames it on the other country. So wars, you look at any war that has been started, and I would say that 98% of them, if not 99%, if not 100%, are caused by dictators. Now, like I always said, we don't start wars here in America. We finish wars. Chuck, I got a question for you. If a guy's been threatening you, let's say for 2 or 3 months in a row, he keeps saying, I'm going to kill you one day. I hate your guts. And every time he sees you, he points a finger at you and says, I'm going to get you. And then let's say one day he gets a gun, a loaded gun, points it at you and cocks the gun. What are you going to do? Are you going to wait for him to fire that gun? Or are you going to take a preemptive strike and try to kill that guy first?
Or would you say maybe some of your friends, or you hear a lot of rumors that this guy wants to kill you or that he's trying to get a gun to kill you? Isn't that kind of what we're the situation we're in?
No, he's threatened us quite a few times. You know, doesn't he say that America, death to America? I mean, you know, he hates us as much as he hates Britain. But he's threatened us quite a few times. Just like Al-Qaeda, they threaten us all the time. Al-Qaeda has done, they've attacked us. Saddam Hussein is nothing else. He's nothing but a dictator. He has to go do something else because his own people hate him. Okay, now, of course, some of them like him because if they didn't, they would end up in, you know, 6 feet under. So, you know, what I think we ought to do is pass a law that says we will no longer deal with any dictators. And any dictators who at one time utter something bad about the United States, we're coming after them. Look, we did away with slavery 150 years ago. This guy is not a leader of a country. He is a slave master that ought to be slapped around. And I think the preemptive strike is something we ought to do right away. And we shouldn't be waiting for it. We ought to get with the generals and let them tell us, you know, the timetable. But it's time now to take care of not only Iraq. Actually, Iraq is the not the country we ought to be going after. Believe it or not, the country we ought to be attacking is Iran. Iran is the hot spot. That's where all the terrorism starts. The Iranian people, believe it or not, 20 years ago loved Americans, and they still do. Most of the young people that were young 20 years ago, you know, are a little older now, and they're dreaming of the day when they can own TVs again, own cellular phones, have satellite TVs, go to the movies, listen to the music they want to listen to. But what we have there in Iran is the hotbed of terrorism, and Iran is the place that we ought to be striking. I think if we struck Iran, then we wouldn't have any problems with Saddam Hussein. But for some reason, everybody's putting their eye on Saddam Hussein. So, you know, let's do it. Let's send a signal to the world that we are going to do preemptive strikes. Actually, this is not a preemptive strike. This is self-defense. And that's what we ought to do right now. This guy has pointed the gun at us. It's a loaded gun. He has cocked it, and he's getting ready to pull the trigger, and we ought to go in there and take care of him. And the reason why the rest of the world hates us is because slowly we have poor fat people. If you want to be part of the show, it's 831-WORL. Or for your college students, it's 831-9675. I want to know your idea. Should we be going after Iraq, and how soon should we do it? Again, it's 831-9675 or #660 on your singular cellular phone. And the reason why the rest of the world hates us, believe it or not, is because we have poor fat people. I was discussing this one day with one of my friends, and they said, how can you blame it on poor fat people? Well, back in the mid-80s, when we had that other president, what was his name, Ronald Reagan, the Democrats and the liberals thought that they would go around and make this film about poor people and about how bad America is treating their poor people. So they went out with their cameras, and they did a film, and it was a documentary on how bad America treats the poor. They made this film. They showed it all around America, you know, and, of course, it got all these young people on the leftist side, you know, saying, yeah, you know, America just, they hate their own poor people, and they won't feed them, and they won't clothe them. Well, this film got out and was shown around the rest of the world, and they took this film over to Russia, and they started showing this film, showing how bad America is to their own poor people. The idea behind the film and why the Russians were showing this to their own people was to show how bad capitalism was and how bad America is to their own people. Well, it turned out to boomerang on them, and they had to pull the movie from the theaters in Russia because the people in Russia were amazed on how rich our poor people were. They've never saw poor people with a television in every room, with a refrigerator. They never saw a poor maid who had her own car that could drive around from town to town. I mean, the people in Russia were just amazed on how rich our poor people were. Well, this film got over to India, and the people in India were amazed. They asked one guy on the street in India, he says, why do you want to go to America? He goes, I want to go where the poor people are fat. That's why the rest of the world hates us, is because we have poor, fat people. And we're going to go take Lou on line one from Orlando. Lou, how are you doing today?
Hey, good. I've talked to you before. I enjoy your show. And in response to your comment about Iraq, I definitely think we should go in. I think the reason Tony Blair, who is a Labor Party member, and I'm a Democrat, so I feel akin to them, is if you look at history, especially with the British, with Chamberlain, they had the chance to take out Hitler, and they blew it. And then we all know the consequences. So I think we are definitely need to take out any potential aggressive dictator. But I do resent highly the Bush administration underlings, undertones, that all Democrats are far-left Birkenstock peace activists. We're not. The majority of Democrats will support the war.
Well, I think that I don't think Bush was saying that all Democrats are that. He was saying that some in the Senate might be that way. But I, you know, I'm like you. I don't think all Democrats are on the left. I think there's some great Democrats out there. You know, like Kennedy, not Ted Kennedy, but his brother John was a great Democrat. But yeah, I agree with you too. I don't think they're all bad. But yeah, we definitely ought to be going after Saddam Hussein and take care of him right now. And you know, speaking of Hitler and Germany, what do you think about Germany dissing us? I mean, that was. I mean, what is Germany giving us?
I have German heritage, and I agree. Now the thing is, though, you know, getting back to the. I think Daschle and Gephardt and all will definitely, when it comes down to the bottom line of voting for going to track, they're going to vote for it. But the political part is that I'm a union activist also, and the Bushites want to shut the union members out of any new Homeland Security group, and I'm dead set against that, and I will fight over that issue.
Do you really think we need unions now?
Yes, we do. Are you kidding? More than ever. Look at Enron. Look at all these corrupt bastards. And unions are the ones that call the tune to all these fat cats that are out there driving around raping corporate America and raping the middle class that got sold a bill of goods that 401ks are the way to your retirement future. Well, guess what? A lot of people have changed their minds in the last year.
Well, you do know why Enron and Worldcon happened. It wasn't because of a capitalism. It's because of your buddies up there in Washington that allowed them to have special, you know, rules and regulations and get
your
away with
buddies,
that kind of
like
stuff.
Your buddies, like Bush, like what's his name from Georgia, the Newt Gingrich. It's those kind. Dick Armey, who thinks the minimum wage should be $1.05 an hour. Those guys should be shot.
I know. The minimum wage ought to be outlawed. I think we ought to do away. I agree with you too. I think the minimum wage ought to be done with. You know, that's what's hurting us.
So do you think there should be a 50 cent an hour minimum wage?
No, I don't think there ought to be a minimum wage. You know,
a guy offers 50 cents an hour to a guy.
I'm not on the Republican side. You know, I think they're just as bad as the Democrats. You know, I'm a radical capitalist, and I think that we ought to live our life the way we ought to live our life. And if you want to work for somebody, you can. If you don't want to work for somebody, you don't have to.
I disagree that we're in a democracy, and so I think if we all vote to become communists, which I won't do, the Constitution doesn't say by and for capitalists. It just says freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom to assemble, and freedom to elect what we want.
I know, and that's why I do this show, because I do it for the children. I'm trying to bring capitalism to America. Hey, Lou, thanks for the call. Make sure you tune in, and we'll try to talk to you later. Hey, thanks for the call. Again, if you want to be part of the show, it's 831-9675. And, yeah, just real quick on this minimum wage. Do away with the minimum wage. We do away with most of the regulations. It's because we have so many regulations, we have problems like Enron and WorldCom. And now look at this. Martha Stewart. Everybody knows about her. They're now going to try to put this beautiful lady in jail. And look what she's done. All she's done was try to help, I guess, the American people by giving a great product. And she's done, you know, look at all the stuff that she's done with her company. And then she's trying to protect her wealth. I mean, if you had a lot of money, wouldn't you try to protect it, or would you try to give it away? And she was only trying to protect her wealth. I mean, this is a lady that had money, and then she got news that, hey, you own some stock that might be going south, and to save your wealth, it'd be a good idea to sell the stock. Well, that's what she did. But for some crazy reason, there's a law that says you can't have insider trading. It makes no sense, if you look at it from a capitalist point of view, to have any kind of law that says about insider trading. And now they're going to send her to jail, and they're going to give some guy time off, because he's the one who probably set it all up, this guy that works for Merrill Lynch. And here is Martha Stewart's probably going to end up in jail. Her career is probably over with. And you know, she's a big Democrat, don't you guys know? I mean, she's a real big liberal Democrat. And they're going to be sending her to jail, and I just feel sorry for her. You know, I feel about as sorry for her as I feel for Jack Welch, who had to give back all his perks that he went to the trouble of getting for himself, and now he had to give it all back just because of public perception. Hey, you're listening to The Big Money right here on WRL. We're going to take a quick break, and I want you to listen to these commercials here, because it's the sponsors and advertisers that keep this show on the air. So we'll be right back after the break. You're listening to The Big Money on WRL, the Money Watch Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to the BIG Network.
I'm here. Hey, you're tuned into The Big Money. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer Talk Radio, the airwaves. Only radical capitalist in the nut who holds this world together, along with the second most important man in radio, none other than Chuck. And we're just discussing whatever happens to come up today, because we really don't have much on the list here. But I do have something about the business community. And this might be a challenge to our buddy Lou out there, who calls in every once in a while, and all you union guys out there. I'm trying to be nice, because I'm a nice guy. Okay, I don't want to be mean. But the business community over about the last decade here has dumped millions of dollars into the public schools, because they, you know, they're getting high school students out of school that can't read, can't write, can't add, and they're letting the girls just run them into the dust, because, you know, women talk more than men because they know like twice as many words. So the business community has been dumping millions of dollars into the public schools, and they're getting really concerned that they're not getting their money's worth, so they're going to start pulling the money out of public schools, because it's not helping any. So I have a challenge for all you union guys out there. That, you know, instead of paying your union dues to all your union leaders who drive around in limousines, who have meetings in Acapulco and the Caribbean, why don't you go to your union leaders and say, hey, we want to do something for the children, and let's start taking a percentage of our union dues, and let's give it to the public schools. Because most of the union members come from public schools, and I think that would be, I think that's one way to get the public really behind you. You know, you've done it by going out here and making the whole community pay an extra half cent sales tax, but I think it would be better if you guys showed that you really care for the kids in schools, because you're going to donate part of your dues to the public schools, and you can outdo these, you know, these mean-spirited businessmen who are now going to stop giving money to the school. So that's my challenge for all you guys out in the union. I want to see this taken up. I want to see you union guys go to the next meeting and say, hey, you know, we ought to be taking some of our dues and giving it to the schools, because that's where we came from. So let me know what goes out there. I tell you what, Lou, why don't you call back next week after your next union meeting and see if your buddies there will go for that idea. I think it's a great idea. It's one way to be behind the community. The entrepreneur spirit is suffering. U.S. entrepreneurship is not what it was. For the first time in more than 50 years, entrepreneurs are failing to lead the United States out of recession. And this is what the government data suggests. And the impact is broad. Experts say flagging entrepreneurship might partly explain the wobbly rebound. Fewer startups mean fewer new jobs and innovations. And there's a lot of reasons why there's not a lot of new businesses starting up. A couple of them are health cost. It costs way too much now to give these fringe benefits to your employees because it's just getting so cost expensive to provide health care. Another one is scandals. They're afraid that if they do start a new business, that the government's going to come after them because they run a business. You know, it reminds me of this guy running for Congress, Harry Jacobs. I guess he's a local guy running against Tom Feeney. And, you know, here's where, again, you got to choose the lesser of two evils. I've seen commercials for this Harry Jacobs guy saying that if you elect him, he's going to go after these businesses. He's going after all these businesses who commit fraud. And to him, that means anybody who runs a business is committing fraud. So that's another reason why there's less startups out there. Because, you know, if you are a businessman, you have a target on your back. The government's after you. Not only the government after you, but these lawyers are after you, too. You know, once you own a business, you own an asset, and that means that you can be sued. Do you know that there's a lawsuit filed every 60 seconds? It's hard to believe, isn't it? Every 60 seconds, a lawsuit is filed.
Not really that hard to believe, no.
Well, I'm just letting you know. It is. Matter of fact, one out of three people you meet this year is part of a lawsuit. They're a defendant in a lawsuit. One out of three people. Isn't that amazing? Why would anybody want to go into business knowing that one out of three people you meet is going to be part of a lawsuit, be a defendant in a lawsuit? So, I mean, really, right now, it's just not a good place, not a good time to start a new business. So since the businesses are going to stop putting money into it, I think the unions ought to take that up. And speaking of the rich, the IRS is now going to go after the rich people. They, for the last couple of years, they've been kind of heading back a little bit, kind of setting back, not really going after the rich people. They're not going after making sure that your taxes have been filed and audits. So they're now going to pump that up, and they're going to go after rich people. So if you have any kind of money, better watch it. The IRS has now put you in their sights. Again, you're listening to The Big Money. You can be part of the show. If you got anything to say, this is the time to say it on The Big Money. Right here every Thursday at 2 p.m. The number to dial is 407-831-WORL. For all you union guys, that's 831-9675 or pound 660 on your singular cellular phone. And if you want to be anonymous, you can also send me an email, jd@thebigmoney.com. And I do have an email here. I'm going to read a little later. I'm getting some hate mail. But this one's interesting because it's anonymous, and I usually don't want to read anonymous emails. But this one I got to read. This guy goes off the deep end. But before I get to that, let's go to Chuck from Orlando. He wants to talk about lawsuits. Chuck, how you doing today?
Hey, JD, pretty good. How about yourself?
Not doing too bad.
Good. Good to hear it. Yeah, I heard what you were saying about lawsuits, and that's sort of my forte.
Is this the Chuck?
This is, well, not your station manager. It's the other Chuck.
Yeah. How you doing today?
Great. Terrific show.
Thank you.
Love hearing you, and just want to let you know I was out here in your vast listening audience and appreciating what you have to say and agreeing with it.
You do something with asset protection, if I'm correct, right?
Income and asset protection, right? It's
was I correct that there's a lawsuit like every 60 seconds?
Mm-hmm. There are over 19 million lawsuits in the year 2001.
That's hard to believe.
19 million.
I mean, that just shows that I guess if you have any kind of assets, you're a target.
Well, it used to be. I think we all remember the story about the lady who spilled coffee on herself at McDonald's. And it turned out that, you know, who would have thought this? The coffee was hot. And, of course, she didn't blame herself for being clumsy. She blamed McDonald's for serving hot coffee. Of course, she wasn't responsible for that in any way whatsoever. And a jury of our peers awarded her a settlement of $2.5 million for that.
And that's scary.
And that was several years ago. You don't have to be McDonald's anymore. You can just be somebody who just has assets and you're a target.
And pretty much anybody in business has an asset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a building that you're paying on, that could be considered an asset. Am I correct?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And anything in the bank account, that is kind of dangerous.
A bank account, a fleet of trucks, any capital asset that you have, including your tools and equipment that you use to work the business. It's all in jeopardy.
If I'm correct, insurance doesn't cover this. I mean, insurance is good for accidents, but it's not good for lawsuits.
Insurance is only good for a starting point for the lawyer who's coming after you. That's where they'll start, and then they'll take everything else you've got. It used to be that the insurance, the umbrella coverage you had, that's where they'd stop, and they'd say, okay, if we get this $300,000 in cash, we're happy, and we'll leave you alone. They don't do that anymore. They'll go after everything you've got.
Is this because lawyers have nothing better to do, or is it we have too many lawyers, or that it's just nobody's defending these guys anymore?
Well, I think it's due to a number of reasons, the biggest of which is the fact that the world has changed. We don't live in Ozzie and Harriet's world anymore, and I think that's kind of a shame. The innocence has been lost, and people are now, as soon as they're nudged in traffic by somebody else, thinking, oh, gee, how can I make some money off of this?
Yeah, it's not like, how can I help my neighbor? It's how can I help myself to my neighbor?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely.
And that's scary. So you actually do something in asset protect. I mean, would you recommend that anybody who's starting a business get asset protection? I mean, is that a good move nowadays?
Well, there's a number of ways that you can protect your assets. Some are just legal maneuvering. Some is some good insurance. Others, you just need to take advantage of already existing laws. But once you first start out, you probably don't have that many assets, and the law can protect you if you just position your assets intelligently. As you progress and as you begin to make more and more, that's when you need to maybe seek some advice from a professional as to where can I put this where people can't get their hands on it. If I do nothing wrong and I'm still sued, somebody can still take this away from me if it's in jeopardy. How do I move it out of harm's way?
I tell you what, for my listening audience, because I know we have a lot of business people that listen to this show, is there a way they can get a hold of you if they want to ask you some questions about asset protection?
My company is a financial privacy workshop, and the number is 407-291-0132.
0132?
And I appreciate the shameless plug. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, that's what I do on this show. I'm defending America's businessman, and they got to know that they can be part of a lawsuit, and the best thing right now is the protection of their assets, because you don't work all your life to give your money away. I mean, the reason you work is to keep this money for you and your heirs, and the best thing to do is to protect it. So, you know, I'm thanking you for calling in to let our listeners know that there's people out there that will help them keep their assets, because there's very few people out there nowadays that want to do that. You know, they want to tell you how to make money, but there's nobody out there telling you how to keep your money. So, again, you know, I appreciate you calling in, Chuck, and maybe we can bring you on, you know, every once in a while to remind the business community out there that there's people on their side. And, again, what's your number? 291-0132. If there's anybody out there that needs asset protection, Chuck is the man to call.
J.D., I appreciate that.
Hey, thanks for the call. And,
thank you.
I'll be calling you in the next couple of days, so stick around, Chuck. Thanks. Yeah, that's it. You know, that's what this show is about. There's nobody out there defending the businessman, and that's what I got to do. I'm taking it upon my shoulders to defend you guys, because you're out there making money. You're doing what the rest of us really haven't learned how to do, especially me. I haven't learned how to make any money yet. I know how to spend it. I haven't learned how to make it. That's why I listen to this Money Watch Radio Network. This is the station you listen to if you want to make money. This is the show you want to listen to if you want to make sense. It's The Big Money. I'm your host, Mr. JD. Again, you can be part of the show by dialing 407-831-WRL. That's 831-9675 or #660 on your singular cellular phone. And again, if you need asset protection, then you need to call my buddy Chuck, 291-0132, and just ask him a few questions. He'll get it all straight. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk about going to the moon. I think it's time to go to the moon. What do you think, Chuck? Is it time to go to the moon?
I think so.
I don't know if I talked about that last couple of weeks.
I don't remember.
We're going back to the moon, folks. You'll hear that when we come back from the break. It's The Big Money on WRL. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the BIG Network.
And it's 9 before the hour right here on WRL. You're tuned into The Big Money. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman. We're checking the Dow right now, and it's up about 80 points, which is a good thing, because every Thursday at 2 p.m. when The Big Money comes on, the Dow tends to head up, so that's the place to put your money. And joining me here, we got a special guest here. It's Fat Tom from the Fat Tom Show.
Excuse me, I'm not a special guest. I'm a big celebrity.
Big star
in this place.
And how's your show doing on Saturday? I hear you're having a blast on Saturday.
Man, it's doing better than ever, man. We got William Sanders on this week. He's going to be on this, so tune in this Saturday. We're going to be on from 11:30. We got William Sanders. If y'all don't know who he is, I didn't know either, but he's the guy used to be on Bob Newhart, used to go, this is Larry, my other brother Larry. You remember that dude?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Man, I thought that, so he's going to be on.
First time I saw that, I cracked up. I'm going, this is my brother Larry, my other brother Larry.
I thought it was my other brother Daryl.
Daryl, that's it. Larry, that's it.
I'm Larry. This is my
that's
brother Daryl.
Yeah. That's my other brother Daryl.
That's why Chuck gets all the big money here, because, you know, he keeps up on those facts. So.
I didn't even know who this guy was, man, but I was expecting to see him on Celebrity Boxing, because he's been out of...
Hey, speaking of boxing, the reason I got you on here, I don't know if you heard this story, but there's these two teenage guys out, I think it's in California, that were actually helping the homeless out there. You know, I am pro-capitalist. I'm a radical capitalist. I think, that's it. And I'm always looking for ways to help the homeless. And these two guys were helping the homeless by paying them money to make videotapes, okay? And now the government...
What kind of videotapes?
Well, they were kicking their ass.
They were kicking each other. Yeah, it was like boxing tournaments, you know? I mean, here's the homeless who have no money, no way to make money. They go out there and being bums. Well, these two teenagers found, you know, a better way. They said, we'll pay you to fight each other. We'll videotape it, and then we'll sell these videotapes to make money.
Prize fighting.
Yeah, I mean, this was bringing capitalism to America. And what do you think? I mean, these guys are going to go to jail because they're paying homeless people... Yeah, to do something that the homeless people enjoy doing, you know, beating each other up.
What did they
do?
They didn't have, like, a license or permit to...
Oh, the prize fight. I think you got to have a license to prize fight.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to get them on, something like that, some technicality. But these guys were actually putting these guys to work. You know, they were putting them up in hotel rooms. You know, they were giving them food.
Did they have weight divisions, like heavyweight?
You know, that's what I'm wondering about. I haven't got one of the videotapes.
I've never seen a heavyweight.
Who is the heavyweight hobo champion? Who
we got to have heavyweight, because we have fat, poor people. This is why the rest of the world hates us, because we have fat, poor people.
Exactly.
But, you know,
everybody got a TV, too. whether they're
true.
Poor or not, pretty much everybody got a TV.
And cars, they got cars. That's why the rest of the world hates us, because they want to come to a country where our poor people are
poor
fat,
people
you
are
know?
Still rich today.
Yeah, that's it. So I just thought these two guys trying to pay these, you know, they're trying to help
how
the
much
homeless.
Were they paying them?
I don't know. You know, maybe that's why they're getting them. They weren't paying them a minimum wage. You know, maybe we ought to ask Lou what the minimum wage ought to be for
40.
Yeah, for these homeless people fighting each other.
I would, if I was homeless, I wouldn't fight for no less than about $20.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
You
and,
can
you
get
know,
some food. You can get some, you know, get you a case.
In a nice hotel room.
In a nice pack.
That's
yeah,
it.
A case of Coke and Malt Liquor, you know.
Maybe they're getting them because they didn't have any paramedics standing by in case somebody got hurt.
True, man.
Because
true.
I think they actually talked one guy into jumping off a bridge and he broke his leg.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so maybe.
What they put up for, like, if they lose the fight, they put their box up or something?
They lose their shopping cart. Maybe that's what it is.
They put the pink slip up for their shopping cart.
But you know, here's a guy just trying to do the American thing by you know helping these guys out, and now they're going to go to jail.
He's
I mean, you think these guys? Oh, you think they're taking advantage of?
Yeah, because you know, if you're a bum man and you ain't got no money as it is. And then somebody come up and say, I'll give you $5. Probably you don't even have to give them money. You can offer them like a bottle of a fifth of gin or something. You can offer them anything to fight.
It's their decision.
Yes, their decision. So really, I don't think these guys should go to jail, man.
No, I don't think they ought to go to jail.
You know they didn't force them to fight.
I think what they ought to do now is find a place that they can rent to actually do this and charge people to come in to watch it.
Oh, celebrity bum boxing.
Celebrity bum boxing. You
got it. Oh, no, they put like a bum against a regular guy, a regular fighter.
Box would carry that.
Yeah, you imagine
Hulk,
that.
Get
man.
Hulk Hogan in there. We'll get Bill Clinton to be the MC.
Yeah, man,
you could sell this on HBO. Oh yeah.
So, hey man, we could have some souvenirs on eBay or something. You know,
sell T-shirts.
T-shirts.
You know, they could broadcast on the internet. Oh well, the bums don't have internet, so their friends wouldn't be able to watch. But yeah, you know, that's the story I'm hearing. I'm just thinking that these guys were doing something good. You know,
I think it's wrong. They shouldn't go to jail for that. Man, these guys are just trying to make some money.
Yeah, they're
right?
trying to make, and they're just, you know. They're just paying these guys, and the bums were wanting the money. So
did
they
have a
it.
Ring set up, or was it just out in the street?
Don't really know. I haven't seen the tape. Maybe we get Chuck to get on the internet there and get us a tape.
They have to be careful fighting downtown Orlando, because you know they have those boxes that the bums have to stand in. You ever heard about that?
So they got to stay inside that ring.
Nah, right? Hey Chuck, they'll have a sign: "We'll box for food." I'll be carrying a sign: "We'll box for food. Hire me. $5, I'll box."
Hey, real quick, before you leave, Fat Tom here, I want to ask you a question. You know, we're going to be voting here this November, and there's some things on the ballot here about classroom size and about, I got a bunch of stuff, free pre-kindergarten. But here's a question that we're going to be voting on. Should we, on the Florida Constitution, should we prohibit pregnant pigs from being penned?
What?
There's going to be a question on the ballot. This, you know, I'm doing a public service here. There's going to be a question whether we should prohibit pregnant pigs from being penned up. So you'll get to vote on that this coming November. So
pregnant pigs.
I don't know what the hell it is.
You talking about pot-bellied pigs?
I don't know. I'm reading it right out of the Orlando Sentinel. It's Tuesday's September 24th, and it's going to be on the ballot. So maybe we'll talk about that next week. Chuck, write that down. We're going to talk about pregnant pigs and
hey,
whether
man.
They should be penned up.
Man, I tell you what, man, I done got a lot of pregnant pigs in my life.
Hey, thanks for being part of the show. And when's your show on
welcome,
again?
You're welcome, man. This weekend, 11:30 to 1, my new time. Cause I did so good here at the station, they decided to give me an extra 30 minutes when they should have gave me an extra hour. Now I'm the biggest, since I'm the biggest star at this station.
Right behind me and Chuck, of course.
No. I'm the biggest, the best thing going today. Woo!
All right, thanks for being part of the show.
Hey, no problem, man.
And make
man.
Sure everybody tune in on Saturdays at 11:30 now.
That's right, baby. I enjoy being here with you. What's the name of your show anyway?
It's The Big Money.
I enjoy being on The Big Money, baby.
Yeah, because we're on your side. It's time to make big money. Hey, folks, we had a blast. Oh, we got a couple more minutes here left. And that was Fat Tom, and he's got a special guest, Larry, I guess it is, from the Bob Newhart Show. Yeah, so that ought to be an interesting show. And, again, I thank him for being on the show. We found him out front there loitering, so we thought we'd bring him on the air. Again, you're tuned into The Big Money. We do this every Thursday at 2 p.m. right here on WRL 660, the biggest little station in Orlando. It is part of the Money Watch Radio Network. And I want to remind you that you can visit my website. It's thebigmoney.com, T-H-E, bigmoney.com. You can also email me, JD@thebigmoney.com. And real quick, while we got a couple of minutes, we're going back to the moon. There's a company out there that has actually got with the government, and they got clearance, and they're going to go to the moon, and you can be part of that moonshot if you want to. It only costs you $2,500 per gram if you want to send something to the moon. Now, what they're going to do on the first shot is they're just going to send up a satellite to orbit the moon, and then eventually they're going to land on the moon on the next shot, and then they're eventually going to put a rover back on the moon. Now, this is not a government doing this. This is not the American government doing this. This is a private corporation that is putting it together, and you can invest. You can be part of it, and I'm trying to think of the name of the company. It's called Transorbital, so you can get on the web there and do a search under Transorbital, and they're hoping to be on the moon or put a satellite in lunar orbit next year. 2003, that's hard to believe, and you can actually be part of the moonshot if you want to pay $2,500 per gram, if you want to get a piece of a foil or something and write your name on it, and anything that weighs up to a gram, you can put it in there, and interesting, so it's Transorbital, we're going back to the moon, folks, and maybe we can put an end to this theory going around that we haven't been to the moon. So we'll find out what's happening. Again, this is The Big Money. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airway's only radical capitalist and the nut who holds this world together. Make sure you tune in every Thursday at 2 p.m. right here on WORL 660 a.m. And next week, I'm sure we'll have some more to talk about. We'll be defending America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. Now go out there and make some money.
You've been listening to The Big Money. The Big Money is a production of the BIG Network. The producer of The Big Money is Miss Kimber. The designated driver for the BIG Network is Stubby George. And J.D. Hoffman was produced by his mother. Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. W.